K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Shane. How you doing?
You are caller 20.
Right on, thank you.
You are going to be in the drawing on Monday for a chance to see Somber at the Reading Festival.
Sounds rad, thank you so much.
Thing one, it's hot. Thing two, I gave up Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. What's happening, party people? It's Kevin Ryder on K-Rock. We have Who's Naked Now on the show today. There is another thief who's naked that is successfully getting in and out of people's houses, and they're not sure why he's doing it, and they haven't found him yet. What's up with Florida? That story involves an alligator. People are dumb. There's a Catholic class of seniors that hired a stripper for their teacher at a Catholic school. That didn't go over well. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th. And we will continue to qualify you to see Somber at the Reading Festival. With the birds of shade, I can't even go to the bathroom, for God's sakes. Sorry about that. I gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. Let's do this instead. That's my bad. That's on me. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Oh, another good one. I don't know where you come up with them. Only a few more chances for you to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival. Another chance coming up in just over 20 minutes on K-Rock. Channel 7 was down at Manhattan Beach.
Out in Manhattan Beach, a spot that's sure to be packed with people looking to stay cool over the next few days. Tim, how's it going?
That's exactly right. You know, we've seen runners out here as early as 4:45 this morning. And you may hear the noise behind me. They're power washing the strand. They're power washing the sidewalk because they expect a whole lot of folks out here today.
Makes sense. It's hot. Go to the beach. Is this one of the ones we can get in or no?
And truly, over the course of the weekend, still going to be hot here in Manhattan Beach. Easily 80 degrees, but a far cry from some spots that'll reach 95 or potentially higher.
It is just mid-March, and we're already setting records
on what could be a potentially record-breaking day. Listen, spring is still a week away, but we are skipping right to summer.
Like to have a word with whoever's in charge.
If you are headed to one of the many beaches in our area just to even dip your toe in the water, there are some spots in LA County that the Department of Health is asking you to avoid.
These are log alerts.
All because of high bacteria levels. This includes popular spots like around Santa Monica Pier.
I feel like Santa Monica Pier is closed the most because of bacteria. Because of the plant that's right there. Don't love it.
Near the public restrooms at Leo Carrillo Beach in Malibu and all of Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey.
The whole thing by my house. Excellent.
But still plenty of people getting out here early, getting their daily workout in before the sun even comes up.
So they talk to a guy who's outside running before the sun comes up.
A little surprising, quite frankly, yeah. And typically, we don't have this type of heat. It's a rarity these days.
Is it, though?
Does it? So your exercise plan is still 4:45, 5 a.m. get out here?
Absolutely.
How many miles are you going to do today?
Probably 7. Oh. I do 7 every day.
I mean, no one is going to check you on that. Go ahead and double or triple it. Yeah, I do 20 miles a day every day. Then I have some breakfast, and then I work out for another 12 hours. Usually.
He said it so casually, like 7 is nothing. Listen, if you prefer the slopes over a 7-mile run, skiing, snowboarding, still happening at our local mountains. Many actually haven't received some fresh snow in weeks, but still great spring conditions out there for some good carving.
There's not a lot of carving going on. It's more like sliding.
Likely means, though, not much season left. In fact, due in part to this spike in heat, Snow Valley will be ending their season on Sunday.
Sons of bitches.
If you don't have the resources or ability to maybe get to the beach or potentially get to the mountains, we know of at least one cooling center that will be open today and likely tomorrow. This is in West Hollywood at Plummer Park. They open that up anytime it gets to 90 degrees or higher. And if you look at that forecast over the next week, that cooling center is going to be open an awful lot of days.
Maybe the next 3 months straight. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Angelique from Inglewood.
You are caller 20.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Are you at work right now?
I am. Yes. And I'm working a lobby.
Oh, well, congratulations. I don't know why I'm whispering, but congratulations. You're in the drawing on Monday.
Step one. Thank you.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. A Catholic private high school in Vienna named De La Salle Marianum is currently in a bad light because the video of the seniors who hired a stripper for one of their teachers. Now, originally the article said grade school, but when you look it up, the way they list it in Austria, it was seniors in high school. And it was the day after they graduated, and they hired a stripper to come into the teacher's lounge and dance for the teacher, who was dumb enough to sit there and watch it. And this, I thought, was spectacular. This is the audio of the video that has been making the rounds. The teacher's sitting in an armchair up front, and the stripper really doesn't fully strip, but she gets down to lingerie and she really plays it up, and the students are going crazy. So the teacher's tied to the chair in the front. And the stripper kind of shows that she knows what she's doing because she knows it's a high school. But she's teasing him. And he can't get loose from the chair. Pretty great senior prank. Especially at a Catholic school. They probably can't believe it's actually working. And they applaud, and she bows, and he probably loses his job. Love that new song from Social Distortion, Born to Kill. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Florida man tries to pay for tacos with an alligator. What's up with Florida's coming up on K-Rock.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man tries to pay for tacos with an alligator, insisting it's, quote, legal tender. Police said the man was trying to buy the tacos with the alligator and was confidently arguing with the man that the reptile qualified as legal tender and should be accepted at face value. According to witnesses, the suspect appeared genuinely surprised when staff refused the payment method. He was continually insisting that it was, quote, locally sourced and, quote, worth more than cash. During the argument, they called the police, and the officers arrived shortly after, ended the negotiation, and took the man into custody before the taco transaction could be completed. The man was arguing with the cops that he should get free tacos for life. That's how much the alligator was worth. They took the man into custody, and the alligator was unharmed. I'm glad that didn't work. I can't start paying for my food with apex predators. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, you're caller 20.
Woo!
Nicely done. The drawing is Monday, and your name will be in the drawing to see Somber at the Reading Festival in England.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate it. Make that happen, please.
Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three. Number one, there is a hot new drug on the scene that people are smoking.
Is there?
Yeah, and here's the story. Check it out.
It's a new way to get high.
Made me just feel, you know, like I was walking through wet concrete.
And it's called bed bugs. That's because it is bed bugs.
What?
So what it does is it enters the brain and it goes to certain receptors in the brain that are in the pleasure centers of the brain. And those are stimulated. Dopamine is released and a person gets a high from that.
Bed bugs have a known hallucinogen that if smoked or injected can cause major hallucinations. There is no way to extract the active chemical known as PH417, so the entire bug is dried, crushed, and then smoked. And sometimes even injected.
It's neurotoxic. It's very dangerous.
No. Thank you.
I want to meet the person that was like, dude, let's try smoking this bed bug.
If we injected a bed bug, if that would be cool.
And the guy in the beginning is like, felt like I was walking through wet cement. Like, oh, that's the best feeling. Love it. Okay, number two. I know that this is going to be really shocking, but Morrissey canceled another concert. I know. This time in Valencia, Spain, after being left sleep deprived during the city's notoriously noisy Las Falas Festival. A statement on his website said, having traveled for 2 days by road, Morrissey reached the hotel in Valencia late on Wednesday. Any form of sleep or rest throughout the night was impossible due to festival noise, loud techno singing, and megaphone announcements. The statement went on to say that this experience has left Morrissey in a catatonic state. And that he would no longer be performing. His team insisted that the Valencia concert hadn't been canceled, but that circumstances made it impossible to perform.
Can you imagine being on his team?
Oh my God, unbelievable. And Morrissey even produced recordings of the noise to justify the decision, and he later wrote that his hotel was an indescribable hell and that it will take him 1 year to recover. And that is an understatement. Oh, my God.
Shut up,
this guy,
you baby.
He really is. He's really the biggest bitch in the world. Okay, number three. It's Friday, so we like to highlight movies that are coming out over the weekend. Undertone is a supernatural thriller about a paranormal podcast host who becomes haunted by disturbing audio recordings that begin arriving mysteriously. The Gates is a horror thriller starring Mason Gooding, Algie Smith, and the late and great James Vanderbeek. This is three friends on a road trip, witness a murder inside a gated community, and soon realize they may not be allowed to leave. This looks really good. This looks scary. I would go and see this. And then also, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of the Ooze, the 35th anniversary, is on a limited run. And this is the one that has the unforgettable Vanilla Ice ninja rap scene. So I think this is definitely worth going out to see it. I'm Megan Holiday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is a band called Bridget Calls Me Baby. And it is, the name was formed around a Chicago singer-songwriter named Wes Levens. And he used to have a pen pal correspondence with the French actress Brigitte Bardot. I know it sounds like I'm playing Mad Libs, who would sign the notes calling him baby. So the name of the band is Brigitte Calls Me Baby. And the name of this song that sounds a lot like the Smiths to me, or Morrissey, is Slumber Party. And it's the 420 catch of the day on the world famous K-Rock. That song is Slumber Party by Brigitte Calls Me Baby. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We would like to send you to England.
To the Reading Festival to see Somber. And your next chance to get on the standby boarding list is coming up at 5 on K-Rock.
Recently, we were talking about little white lies that you tell. And we had some great phone calls. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday. It's K-Rock. One of them was a sibling rivalry. And that's, I think we want to talk about sibling pranks today.
Yes.
What was the one that brought this up?
Yeah. So the guy and his sister were staying in a hotel, and his sister was really young and wanted to know why there was a Bible in the hotel room. And he said, oh, every hotel room has to have a Bible in case there needs to be an exorcist that happens or something.
And on the spot exorcism.
Yeah, on the spot exorcism.
And she thought that growing up her whole life.
Yeah, she believed
hilarious.
It for a really long time. I love
so,
stuff like that.
Sibling pranks. My older brother had a mini bike, and he said, don't ride it. I have to go out tonight. Don't ride it, which to me means ride it.
Of course.
So we had a backyard, and he strung a wire across the backyard because he knew. And I was like, little mini bike, poo, just took me right off. And I was laughing as I was flying through the air, like, that's so great.
You're like, yep, you got me so
he
good.
He set me up. Like, had he not said anything, maybe I don't even write it.
You probably wouldn't have.
But in that particular case, he set me up.
He knew you well.
And destroyed me, and it was great. It was so good.
My older brother and I told my little brother, and he was probably like 4 years old, and we're like, yeah, there is something called Nakey Day where people, it's optional, you can go play. Is naked, you can run around naked, and he believed us, and so we sent him running around our neighborhood, and my mom got so mad at us. And I remember one time we like pulled up next to this guy that had his shirt off and his arm hanging out. We're like, see, this guy's celebrating Nakey Day. And to this day my little brother is like, you guys are so weird.
That's so great. That is hilarious. So we want to take your phone calls and your text about sibling pranks at 800-520-1067. We'll take your calls and your texts.
And for the best phone call, it's your last chance to win these tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 28th.
Sibling pranks, 800-520-1067. We are talking about sibling pranks.
The 562 said, when I was around 8 years old, my older sister told me that the meaning of anus was a super smart person. So naturally, she recorded audio of me yelling, I am
K Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Alex.
Alex, just in time, you're the second to last person to qualify to see Somber at the Reading Festival. You lied to your brother or sister. You're in such a great position because they trust you because they're dumb.
100%. Oh, my God.
So we are talking about sibling pranks on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday, and for the best call,
we are giving you this final pair of tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 28th.
All right, sibling pranks. What do you got?
When me and my little brother were driving out to Vegas when we were kids, we were heading up one of those big-ass hills. And I told him it was a big ramp, and we had to hit a jump at the end of it.
And was he terrified?
He was terrified the whole time, because, you know, it was on one of those big desert stretches.
Right.
He was terrified the whole time, and when we got up to the top, he realized, and then he was like, you know, not me, but, yeah, I told him it was like a big, huge, like, Evel Knievel jump.
Oh, God, that's pretty good.
K-Rock, hello.
So my older brother... we would go around the neighborhood a lot when we were kids, and the neighborhood watch signs, he told us that those were, like, convicted murderers and stuff. So to look out for any of those houses that had that sign were convicted murderers. And the guy that lived directly behind us was a hoarder, and he had all this junk in his backyard, and he's like, that's because he's the worst one. He has all his victim's stuff back there. And so we, for the longest time, we thought that.
That's all of his victim's stuff.
Oh my God.
Is a great lie.
Yeah.
I swear. We get so creative when we need to, when we want to punk our siblings.
That is Jedi level right there.
Yeah. I can't remember what age I was, like six or something like that. It wasn't until I was older. And I was like, my mom's like, oh, they're part of the neighborhood watch. I was like, what does that mean? That's a murderer's house.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, so I got a story for you guys.
Let's hear it.
I started a new job, and I got my sister. I had my boss call my sister and tell my sister that her birth control pills got mixed up with fertility pills. And she fucking freaked out.
Oh, my God.
Meaning what? She thought she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
When I was little, I was like three. My sister's much older than me. She's like nine. I'm the only redhead in the family.
Right.
And she told me that the mailman who had red hair brought me, and he was going to take me away. And so one day the mailman came to deliver a package, and my mom had a sign, and I was crying and holding onto her leg. Don't let him take me. Don't let him take
me.
Oh,
my God.
And I said... Sharon said that the mailman brought me and he's going to take me away, that I'm his kid because he has red hair. And then my mother was mortified. She was so embarrassed.
Your older sister is hilarious.
Yes.
Mike, she got in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Of course she got in trouble. All right, sibling pranks. The phone number is 800-520-1067. We are taking your phone calls and text on sibling pranks at K-Rock.
626 said, when I was nine, my sister told me that I could get pregnant by kissing a boy, and I believed it until I was a sophomore in high school. 626, we need the follow-up of how you inevitably found out that this was not true.
And got pregnant.
Yes.
Both. Are there times where you hear two things at once? Yes. Do we know why? No, we don't. We have no idea.
The system just fails us. It really does.
How it works.
Wow.
All right. We are taking your phone calls about sibling pranks. You have a sibling prank. Hello?
Hi.
Hi there. Sibling pranks?
Okay. So me and my mom, like when my brothers don't want to like go to sleep, we say that like the monster Krampus is going to get them.
Oh, so evil Santa.
I love it.
And one day they were being bad, so I went outside, like when it was nighttime, and then I banged on the door and acted like I was Krampus, and they got really scared.
So you scared your little brothers with Krampus?
Yeah.
How old are you and how old were they?
I'm 10 and they were 6 and 5.
Well, you're doing a great job. You're doing exactly what you should be doing.
Thank you.
K-Rock, hello.
My brother is currently staying with me right now, and when he really pisses me off, he's allergic to my dog. So I'll let my dog lay down on his pillow, or depending if I'm really mad, I'll brush my dog's teeth with his toothbrush.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Oh.
Wow, that's gross. When was the last time you did that?
For like a year now.
He's been staying with you a year?
Yeah, about a year now. He's staying at my shop with me, and
so
he kind of just hangs around, doesn't really do nothing. So.
How many times have you brushed your dog's teeth with his toothbrush?
Twice.
Oh my god!
And he hasn't noticed yet.
No, I mean he'll randomly be like, "Oh, my eyes are inflamed, or my skin's itchy, or something." Oh. You know, but yeah.
Oh god!
Put it in the dog's butt. Let's try that.
Oh, no.
The idea crossed my mind.
Oh, my god. The idea has crossed your mind. K Rock, hello.
Okay, so my oldest son would tell his two younger siblings that I was poisoning their food, so they would never eat the dinner that I would make for them.
Oh my god!
That's pranking you, not the kids.
He was pranking his brothers. I didn't know about it till they were grown.
Oh my! All you knew is that they weren't eating.
They sure didn't like much that you made.
They literally would not eat any dinner I made them.
Are you the type to poison? Is that why?
No.
I mean, they believed it pretty easily. K-Rock, hello.
My sister, when we were younger, would tell us that we were going to Disneyland and we would wake up really early and she'd say, "Hurry up, get ready. Mom's taking us to Disneyland." And we would believe her, get ready. And then our mom would walk into the room and say, "What are you doing up?" And my sister would be standing behind her with an evil smile on her face.
Oh, my God.
That is so great.
But, man, that feeling of excitement for that hour or two that you were getting ready to go to Disneyland,
yep.
I would pay anything to feel like that today.
Right?
You know? So maybe she did you a service.
She did you a solid. All right, let's decide who gets the tickets. I think for creativity, I got to go with the neighborhood watch sign.
Yes, where he thought he was told that they were murderers that lived there. If they had the neighborhood watch
sign. If they had the neighborhood watch sign out there, it meant a murderer lived there.
So his name is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hello.
That is hilarious.
Thank you.
And I also love the person behind you that was a hoarder, and you said that was all of their murderer stuff.
All the people that they had killed.
That's fantastic.
He called him Old Man John.
Oh my God.
So we were afraid of Old Man John for the longest time.
Old Man John.
Like the Sandlot or something.
That's
you
so
know?
Great. All right, you got tickets for Bad Omens.
Awesome.
Congratulations,
John.
And thank you for calling.
Hey, it's Allie.
We have only one more chance for you to qualify to see Somber at Reading Festival in England.
Get on the standby boarding list coming up at 6 o'clock on K-Rock.